Here's a thought about an equipment crisis. My equipment crisis. Because, oh no, I've come to realize that I have every piece of photographic camera equipment and lenses that I might ever need for the rest of my life. And of course, that leaves the question, what do I do next? Because there's nothing left to do but make photographs. You may be laughing. This doesn't sound like much of a crisis. But a friend of mine went through this crisis in such a serious way that he gave up photography. He was really a masterful printer, had been to lots of workshops, knew how to make a black and white print probably as well as anybody I've ever known. He was literally a fantastic printer. And after years of developing his craft and buying equipment and building spectacular darkroom, one day he just gave it all up, walked away, closed down his darkroom, sold all of his equipment, took up golf. I asked him why when I ran into him years later and hadn't seen him for a while and was puzzled by it. And he said, well, quite honestly, after I had gotten to the point where I could pretty much make a print on command, I knew the craft so well, I could do anything I wanted to do, he said, I realized I had nothing to say. And that was the end of his art career. I've often felt badly for him because I can't help but think that when you're at that point where you have command of the craft and all the equipment you want, that's when the art career really begins. And unfortunately, it's when lots of photographers give up. Don't give up. Keep pushing. What you want to say is discoverable, but that doesn't mean it's easy.